This is KUT. Austin voters will decide this November whether to okay a $720 million transportation bond. So what exactly will it pay for? As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, it's impossible to get very specific.
Not that I didn't try. Here's what I could figure out. Most of this bond will pay for road changes to seven major roads, including oft-clogged thoroughways such as North Lamar and Airport Boulevards. I live up north, so North Lamar is of personal interest to me. In the corridor study put out back in 2014, that stretch of North Lamar from Thurman to Runberg would be transformed, with the addition of a big, grassy, tree-filled median between north and south lanes, a protected bike lane, and complete sidewalks. So, if I vote for the bond, will I see these changes on this section of North Lamar? I pose that to Mayor Steve Adler.
Could you say definitively that the bond will pay for that one improvement on North Lamar?
What we don't know is if it'll be in that several block area on Lamar.
In other words, no. Because the bond amount set aside for these main Austin roads, $482 million, cannot fund these improvement plans in full, staff and council will have to pick and choose. Some groups have taken issue with this.
Well, if you don't know what you're voting for and how to spend the money, then that's absurd.
Mary Engel is the president of the Austin Neighborhoods Council. The group came out with a list of 10 concerns about the bond back in September. One of them, a, quote, lack of details on which improvements will be made. And while that's right, we don't know exactly which pieces of these streets will be worked on, council approved some guiding principles, two of them.
And the first one of those is congestion. It's throughput of cars. It's to reduce the delay time that we all have on these corridors.
And the second one, increased transit options, more places for buses and bicyclists to get through. This, the mayor says, is like a contract with the voters to ensure that priority isn't just given on a whim. Plus, any part of a plan that city staff wants to fund will need council approval, which will provide a venue for at least some public input. But still, voters like Engel want to know. If I'm agreeing to additional taxes, I should know exactly what for.
But we don't know what they're doing. What are they doing?
The bond's approved. Then we'll find out. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.